KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for to be sunny here today with a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Topping Southwest Iowa news, a Red Oak woman who was released from prison less than 2 weeks ago after her sentence for motor vehicle homicide was reconsidered will serve the remainder of her original prison sentence. According to Omaha television station KETV, 4th District Court Judge James Heckerman on Monday revoked Carly Jo Brown's 5-year probation after she was arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic assault just 3 days after being released from prison. Heckerman was the justice who granted Brown's request for a sentence reconsideration and suspended the two concurrent 10-year sentences she was given in November of 2011 for her role in an accident that occurred 1 year earlier. The crash happened while Brown tried to pass two vehicles going uphill in a no-passing zone. The accident claimed the lives of 4-year-old Alex and 5-year-old Malachi Todd from Cumberland. Their mother, Nina McNeese, was seriously injured. Investigators had said Brown, who lived in Essex at the time, was traveling about 74 miles per hour and texting her boyfriend within minutes or seconds of the accident that happened near Red Oak on Highway 48. Brown served 8 months of her sentence before asking the judge to reconsider. On July the 21st, Red Oak police responded to a domestic assault call at an apartment occupied by Brown's husband, Zachary Cox. The couple was arrested after officers found red marks on his face and scratches on his neck. Both persons said they had been assaulted by the other, but Brown showed no visible marks. Brown had been held in the Montgomery County Jail since her arrest following the domestic incident on $20,000 bond. In revoking Brown's probation and ordering her to serve her original sentence, Judge Heckerman told the woman she used poor judgment in confronting her husband that weekend, just like she did the day she drove the car that killed the two preschoolers. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A traffic stop early this morning in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a teen on drug charges. Sheriff's officials say 17-year-old Kaylee Hudson of Red Oak was pulled over at around 2:20 a.m. The teen was taken into custody on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia after items were located in her vehicle. The teen was also processed at the Montgomery County Jail on a juvenile pickup order. Hudson was subsequently transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, where she will be held pending further court action. An Atlantic man was sentenced Friday to serve a little more than 6.5 years in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine in and around Cass County. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday that Chief District Court Judge James Gritzner ordered 29-year-old Christopher Michael Jesperson to serve a 4-year term of supervised release following incarceration. On March the 8th of this year, Jesperson pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute meth, a controlled substance. The conviction was the result of a lengthy investigation into methamphetamine trafficking in and around Atlantic. At the time of his guilty plea, Jesperson admitted that from May of 2010 until July of that year, he agreed to distribute methamphetamine obtained from an Omaha, Nebraska source to customers in the Atlantic area. The investigation was conducted by the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Cass County Attorney's Office, and the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Des Moines police late Monday afternoon released more information about the three people who were taken into custody in connection with a drive-by shooting in Des Moines. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN the incident became known to authorities in western Iowa very early that morning.
At 1:39, there was a broadcast. There was a vehicle, silver sedan with Nebraska plates. It was possibly involved in a shooting in Des Moines. They were pinging the phone coming across. Apparently, the phone number. They were pinging the cell phone coming across Iowa. It was westbound. It was a Nebraska plated vehicle.
The sheriff says Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Ben Bartholomew was traveling west on I-80 next to a silver Oldsmobile Alero. Danker says as the car passed the deputy's cruiser, Bartholomew pulled in behind that vehicle and began to follow it.
They ran the plate numbers, didn't come back to the same described plate. You know, came back to a white van, Dodge van. It was actually on a silver Alero. They had a couple other deputies show up, conducted a traffic stop, felony traffic stop, and secured the vehicle.
The vehicle was stopped by Pottawatomie County deputies near the Shelby exit at around 2:15 a.m. The individuals inside the vehicle were transported back to the Des Moines Police Department for questioning. After interviewing with Crimes Against Persons detectives, 26-year-old Shara Goodwin, along with 24-year-olds Ivory Goodwin and Kendra Akins, were charged with intimidation with a weapon. The Goodwins are from Omaha, while Akins is from Bellevue, Nebraska. After interviews with the suspects involved in the incident were conducted, it was determined the residence at 1306 East 29th Street was not the intended target of the shooter and is not believed to be involved in any way with the suspects. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Alfred Dean Urbanek, age 87, of Oakland, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dean Urbanek will be today at 10 o'clock at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Luetta Heaton, age 87, of Sibley and formerly of Anita, died Friday. Funeral services for Luetta Heaton will be today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Curtis F. Nelson, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Curtis Nelson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Vern W. Jensen, age 91, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Vern Jensen will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Rita Marie Kramer Clucky, age 86, of Cascade and formerly of Defiance, died Sunday. Funeral services for Rita Clucky will be Friday at 10:30 at the St. Matthias Parish in Cascade. Rife Funeral Home in Cascade is in charge of the arrangements. Velda Cole, age 94, of Greenfield, died July the 23rd. Memorial services for Velda Cole will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Joseph B. Dimmig, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Joseph Dimmig are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Lona Fleming, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Lona Fleming are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you this morning by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.